Recorded live.
The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxi bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
Who need that? No, no, no. Alawa. Who need that?
Welcome to The Forcecast, your weekly dose of Star Wars news and much more.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
All systems have been alerted to your presence, sir.
Check it out, Corporal.
Roger, roger.
Now your hosts of The Forcecast, Jason and Pete.
We would be honored if you would join us.
I can't hear you. Can everybody hear me? Can you hear me? It's a stellar start to the Forcecast this week, my friends. Welcome, everybody out there in chat land. Hopefully, we'll get Jason's microphone working here shortly. Can anybody hear Jason when he talks? Because I couldn't
hear him. All right, can you hear me now?
All right, there we go.
All right. I think we have a loose wire.
All right. One of many, my friend.
In addition to a couple of loose screws.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good start. Hey, it's another Forcecast. What can you say? This is about par for the course here, I think.
That's what makes it fun, you know?
Yeah. I think we're already ahead of some of the shows we've done recently. Welcome to the Forcecast. I'm glad that you can now hear me. Pete, especially you. That's really a, yeah, bummer.
It was making it very difficult to have a conversation with you.
Well, we're here with this week's show for January 25th, 2008. I can't believe, it's hard to believe that January is almost over, but we're that much closer to August.
I'm still stuck in 2007 as I put on the notebook. It's 2007.
Did you put 2007
I did
on there?
Put 2007. Huh. I'm still stuck there. I actually put it for the last 2 weeks, so way to go.
It's even sadder as I didn't even notice. So
hey, what are you going to do?
But anyway, well, of course, we had a little bit of pre-show music before we started the live program here on TalkShoe. And what's with all the complaining?
Hey, this is good original Star Wars fan-based music.
Everybody's like, what is
this? It's at least unique. You know, even if you won't say it's good, it's
that
unique.
Lando Explains is one of my favorite tunes.
Yeah, Lando Explains
from the Galaxy
is one
of music.
That's one of my.
It must be TalkShoe.
It could be.
It must be.
It ruined
the
music.
The crappy quality of TalkShoe. It's certainly not the music that we picked out. That's perfect. That's flawless.
That could never be wrong.
You love it when Jimmy Mack plays it.
Anyway. He just has that Jimmy Mack touch.
Maybe he does. Well, welcome to the program, especially those of you listening live via TalkShoe. If you want to be part of the program, you can give us a call. If you're within the sound of our voices, you can call on any cell phone or landline. The number to call is 724-444-7444. And, of course, you need to dial the TalkShoe caller ID 46670. And you should be all set to go. They're making all kinds of improvements with TalkShoe.
I'm sure it's going to come around.
They've got a web app now. You don't have to download anything special.
Right. I think, we just got on the train early. And when it reaches its final destination, we'll be able to say, hey.
That's right.
We've been doing this since the old days.
And I think
we'll be sitting in our chairs going, remember when?
Well, I think that our show will be one of the shows that actually gets TalkShoe to the next level.
That's right.
Right.
It's your participation that will do that, so thank you for coming out tonight.
That's right. If you can't join us live, you can also give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 330-871-4TFN, or you can shoot us an email. We've got the email up. Pete, do you have the email up?
The email? Which email?
Our email.
Our email? Yes,
yeah.
It would
okay.
be podcast@theforce.net.
No, I meant do you have it up so that if somebody emailed us, you'd be able to... know the address?
I know what it is. Yes, I do have it up. So in case we do get an email, although I've been very bad about that the last couple weeks, but I will try and be vigilant.
Well, you can email us as we do the show here live. So podcast@theforce.net.
That address again.
Well,
it's podcast@theforce.net.
You're very proud that you know this, right? This is a question.
Well,
you know
it's only because
to.
One of those things that took me a long time to get. So what are you going to do?
Well, as I was saying when the show first began, that of course you all didn't hear. is that not only will the news be news to you this week, it's also going to be news to us. I really haven't had a chance to digest this information very much. We just barely got the show in tonight, running a little late. So we appreciate the flexibility. Pete, appreciate your flexibility.
Well, and, you know, I do what I can.
Right. So one of someone else we appreciate is Official Picks. You can check them out at officialpicks.com. They are our sponsor, and they help to make this show possible. Check them out at officialpicks.com. That's picks with an X.com, your source for the official Star Wars autographs and photographs. Don't worry about fakes. Just go to officialpicks.com. Didn't we do a story, speaking of fakes, about a guy that claims that he was in Star Wars? But
yes.
There's a lot of the actors on the circuit that don't think that he actually was.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what just popped. Well, the fake.
Well, that and the Anthony Daniels thing always talking when he talked about.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he mentioned that
he had to watch out for those falsifications.
Right. Well, if you another way to contact and actually join in on the show is, of course, our forums at rebelscum.com. This is kind of funny. This was a thread about this is one of the best ones. You know you're a true Forcecast fan when? And of course, you know, there have been lots of different answers. And this answer came through from Jorbex. He says, when you tell your two-year-old cousin to say Billy D lines from Night Shift and record him doing it. So we actually, I think we have the clip of this, don't we? We did find it, right?
We did, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see.
It is number 51.
Thank you. 51.
Maybe your clown needs a friend.
And of course, maybe your clown does need a friend.
Talk about corruption of a minor.
Yes. What does somebody say when...
This is the most obscure reference. I mean, when you think about how obscure it is, you know, we're a you know, a spin-off fan audio cast of a movie, and we're talking, and the loose connection between Night Shift, Star Wars, and our show. I mean, it just, it falls apart when you put it under any serious scrutiny.
And what do you say if you're a teacher of said child? Do you want juice today? Maybe your clown needs a friend. I don't know what that means.
You got to figure he's too, you know, he is going to, you're right. He's going to go to school and he's going to be like teacher or not school, preschool or preschool. Nanny, whatever.
Two is a little young.
Yeah.
I guess,
right. So. And he's going to say,
maybe your clown needs a friend.
I think Billy D could learn a little bit from this delivery, actually, myself. Maybe your clown needs a friend.
Nobody does it like the original, I'll tell
That's
you.
That's right. That's true. And we need to refresh your memory.
Maybe your clown needs a friend.
Yeah, maybe it does. Maybe it does. Hey, you know what? There are no Star Wars celebrities, but that's not going to stop us.
I don't know what all this trouble is about, but I'm sure it must be your fault.
Well, Jimmy claims that there are no Star Wars celebrity birthdays this week, but there could be. You know, it's a big galaxy, you know, but none that we could find.
Yeah, that's the key.
But we did have some birthdays in Forcecast fandom out there. We want to wish a happy birthday to Trey. I don't know when Trey's birthday is.
Trey didn't include that in his email, so happy birthday in January, Trey.
Good job, Trey. Good job, Trey. You failed the first test.
You know, it's the excitement. It's they're going to say it on the air, so you just shoot off the email. I've done that before, and much to my own demise.
How do we know that it even is his birthday?
If we see another email from Trey in 2 weeks, we're going to know that is not his birthday, but he only gets one a year.
You would think that, but you know what? It'll go right by us, and 2 weeks from now, we're going to be saying, happy birthday, Trey. Right. No, Trey didn't put it in there.
We could be wishing happy birthday to the same people every week for the rest of the year. Be like, what are you talking about?
Also celebrating a birthday, Mr. D, a.k.a. Rob from Canada, on January 26th, and John from Wisconsin on January 17th. Happy birthday, guys. All the best to you.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah. All right.
And I know that our esteemed unofficial official Forcecast Fan Club president did talk about this on a previous show, but we want to bring you up to speed on what's going on with the Forcecast mod. What's a mod?
What is a mod?
What's a mod?
Now, that is Jimmy Mack actually doing an impression of me doing an impression of Jimmy Mack.
That's fantastic.
That is. Talk about 6 degrees of separation. Anyway, what is a mod? Well, a mod, as best as I can describe it, is like a skin, an overlay to a video game, in this case, which is the PC version of Battlefront 2. And the folks over at Forcecast Mod, you can check them out at forcecastmod.wordpress.com. That's forcecastmod.wordpress.com. That's the blog where you can keep up on all the details and the happenings. What they're asking now is that you can actually submit a photo of yourself, a full body photo, and a headshot, and choose a Forcecast character that you'd like to appear as within the mod. Now, they're saying you can pick from Cantina guests like Steve Sansweet, our own Dustin Roberts, Kyle Newman, or people from running Forcecast gags like our friend, the trumpet player. We actually got an email about, do we have that one for this week? The guy's saying, give the trumpet player a break.
No.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't think we have it, but I think the consensus was no.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. Sorry.
Oh, man. But anyway, so let's see. Looks like there's voting. What's the voting for?
This is for, they're having a contest.
Oh, this is the contest.
Yes.
Oh, so not everybody that submits is going to get.
No, not everybody that sends in their name,
work,
a full
it?
Body head, a full body shot, a full headshot, and several side images. If you want to get in on the contest and be part of the Forcecast mod for Battlefront 2, you can send. You can enter this way. You send an email to forcecastmod@gmail.com with your name, a full body shot, a headshot from the front, and for a better outcome, several side images. Unfortunately, no matter how many side images you have of me, never going to get a better outcome on that.
Hold on. I just want to say, can you repeat that for Trey? Because chances are Trey's going to like send an email like with his thumbprint or something on it. Like,
give Trey a break, Trey. Man. I'll give Trey a break. And
did I win?
Not the trumpet player. You also need to include the name of the character you'd like to appear as. And voting for the competition will be done completely at random, and the voting for the guests will be based on how many votes you get. Please keep the pictures kid-friendly. I appreciate that. If you send only one email, if you send more than one, our force-enhanced email filter will mark it as cis spam. Well, so, again, that's forcecastmod@gmail.com if you want to be included in the game or if you are the host.
You know, Jimmy Mac came up with some good ones here, and he doesn't know I'm going to read these, but I am.
Okay.
I'm going off script, baby.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. All right. These are some of Jimmy Mac's ideas. He says, names for our characters. For me, Jason, Jace Windu. I think that works. Jace Windu. I like yours. For Pete. Pete Snitkin.
See, I don't particularly care because Pope Snitkin, he's not a fun character.
He's not a bad not a mother Jedi. Like my guy is.
He is barely in the in Return of the Jedi.
He's a great action figure.
And I'm pretty sure he dies really quickly. I can't remember the exact moment how he dies, but I'm sure it accompanied a Wilhelm scream, and that's just not.
No,
that's just
no,
not
wait a minute,
good
wait
one.
A minute, wait a minute, wait now. All right, you need to do a little research here while I'm giving the rest of these names. I want to know what happens to Pote Snitkin. Look it up. I'm sure you can find it somewhere. Anyway, Pete Snitkin, Jay. This one is very apropos. Jay Costa New.
Yeah.
Dustin R2 Dustin 2. That's pretty good.
I think you got to shorten it up a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Dan, Figrin Dan Curto. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ed, our own Ed. Indiana Ed or Australian Jones. Ed Round. I like that one. Jimmy Mac. Maxter. Of course, we all know about his love for Kitster. His very odd, strange obsession with Annie's best friend, Kitster. Oh, I don't know if it was his best friend. Perhaps Wald was.
Well, and I have to go ahead and
who is
say,
more lame, Wald or Kitster?
You figure it out.
Who told Annie?
You know, everybody else sounds fairly cool. And I take that as a personal slight from Jimmy that I am this ridiculous, terrible character
I think
that
I have one loose in my case over here.
Snitkin perished when Luke Skywalker dramatically escaped from capture and cut through Jabba's ranks with his lightsaber. Doesn't give any specifics, but I'm sure he was mowed down. Apparently shot, and well, I lost it here. Anyway, he apparently did something cool. So maybe that's a redeeming quality, but
well, I think either way, it's not a compliment.
No, so. I mean, granted, I can see where he made the easy jump, Pote to Pete. That is an easy way to go. Okay, he shot Hermy Odell, he shot Hermy Odell. So I don't know that that's any more redeeming at all. I actually like Hermy Odell.
You know what? I stole Nate's thunder here. Uh-oh. We actually had an email from Nate saying that in keeping with all the favorite moment talk that has come with the beginning of the new year, I think I have one that will always keep me entertained. I have to say it's Jason's bad impression of Jimmy's "What's a mod" statement. I about die laughing whenever I hear it. Now all we need is a Jimmy doing a bad impression of Jason doing a bad impression of Jimmy. That would be great.
We can keep this going.
What's it's a like mod?
That, it's like that mirror where you continually see.
What's a mod?
Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, let's move on.
This is Billy Dee Williams, Lando Calrissian. It's time for the quote of the week.
All right, snuggle up real close to your speaker, okay? Because there are Billy Dee quotes. And there are Billy Dee quotes. And
we may get a 2-year-old quoting this stuff, too.
Right. And I think we've got one here. We definitely have one here. Hey, by the way, Pete, none of your numbers showed up in my notebook.
54 is the one that we're looking for.
Is that the one we're looking for? Here we go. Billy Dee quote of the week from the Jimmy Kimmel Show. This is a great one. It's long, but it's worth it. Great payoff.
Oh, well, hello, ho, ho.
Oh, just take everything.
Don't be alarmed, m'lady. It's just me, Billy Dee, Black Santa. Go fetch me some cookies.
Right.
Oh, Billy Dee, oh, Billy Dee. How sexy is your sexiness?
How did this one escape us?
Oh, fan-freaking-tastic. How sexy is your sexiness?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think there's a number on Earth that can calculate that.
Oh, Billy Dee, oh, Billy Dee. How sexy is your sexiness?
Oh, I love it.
Oh, so good. And if there's anybody who could play Black Santa Claus, it's got to be Billy Dee.
Yeah, there was the movie Bad Santa. I want to see Black Santa starring Billy Dee.
It's got to be.
I'm first in line for that. Hey, if you would like to join the team at theforce.net, you need to respond to this appeal from Dustin Roberts. Actively taking applications for two sections at TFN. First up is the books section. We've heard your cries, and we need some help from a few dedicated fans out there. If you feel you can help maintain the TFN book section, please send in a resume of sorts, giving me, that's Dustin, an idea of what you've done online within the community. Tasks would include writing book reviews, posting book news, updating pages, and helping continue to organize this section for the many fans worldwide that stop by. And you might even get on the Forcecast, because Lord knows we're not giving you a lot of book book reviews. Secondly is the fan art. We're about news here. Hard, hitting, serious, groundbreaking, earth-shattering news. All right, secondly is the fan art section. I guess they've put this call out before, but he had an accident with his hard drive, and, well, anyway. So if you're interested in helping maintain the TFN fan art section, drop Dustin a line with a little background info. Tasks would include receiving images and approving prior to uploading art to the TFN database. Got to be familiar with Photoshop or some other designer art program out there. I hear there are others, he says. Also must be familiar with FTP transfer protocols. So send your email, resume, and all that stuff to Dustin@rebelscum.com. If you're interested in the TFN books post, you want to put in the subject line TFN Books app. Or if you're interested in the fan art, you want to put in TFN fan art app. So I don't know. The
it's a lot of creativity there. What should we call this? I mean, how creative can you get with that stuff?
Right. So anyway, so if you want to join the team, it's a great way. I know that a number of our team members started out listening to this program, so we figured that you all would be a good place to go to for these things. Also, just kind of wrapping up our housekeeping here, we've been meaning to play this for some time, but we were talking around Christmas time, actually, about that feeling of Christmas, as Ray Charles said.
Yes.
That feeling of Christmas with Star Wars, where you wake up on Christmas morning and you get that wonderful gift. And I mentioned about waking up one Christmas morn and getting my Ewok village, which was very exciting.
Yes.
So Jimmy Mac starts thinking about it, and he says, look, I decided to get my Ewok village, the vintage, not that crappy Robin Hood Prince of Thieves version that came out later, the real Ewok village out of his attic, and let his five-year-old play with it. And he secretly recorded it. And this is very cute. You got to hear this.
Awesome. Where's Luke? I need Luke.
Guys, going down here. Hope you do.
Dad, what do you get to say, Santa?
What do you want?
Sandcrawler.
Well, don't get the sandcrawler down. You're still playing with the Ewoks.
Well, the Ewoks will go in the sandcrawler.
The Ewoks will go in the sandcrawler. Hey, we're G-level.
What?
We are a G-level canon family. Do you understand me?
What does that mean?
Nah, forget it. I'll get the sandcrawler.
That's what it's like to play Star Wars in the McInerney.
and the thing was that I think we were all with him going, you don't put Ewoks in the sandcrawler? What are you, crazy?
You put Ewoks under the sandcrawler. Anyway.
Martini.
And, of course, the G-level canon. I mean, right. what young Dylan doesn't know is that the Jimmy Mac house is strictly G-level canon, meaning if it doesn't come from George's lips to God's ears, it doesn't happen.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Jay Cannon, the stuff that I get around to reading. Anyway, all right. Well, hey, you know what? That about does it for housekeeping. We've got real news coming up right now.
I have good news for you, my lord.
That's good news.
Come closer. I have good news.
Well, just when you thought that convention season was behind us, of course, it's been a while. We've got some confirmations about who's going to be at JediCon 2008. Of course, this is the official the German Star Wars fan club's convention. This is the fifth one that they've done now. March 21st through 23rd, 2008 in, I'm not going to pronounce this right.
Dusseldorf.
All right. Wow, get Guinness. Where is he when you need him? In Dusseldorf, Germany. You say that like, you know, summer there or something.
I guess that just it's kind of a pop culture name. That's one of the ones that's always thrown out when you talk about Germany. So I figured you would know it.
Dusseldorf. Mm-hmm. All right, Dusseldorf, Germany. Going to have a chance to see none other than prequel producer, and of course the man who needs no introduction to Star Wars fans, Rick McCallum. Now, he is subject to professional obligations, so he is confirmed, but hey, he's Rick McCallum. If he decides at the last minute, you know.
He's got to go meet with some writers or something.
Right. It's like, go to JediCon, meet my deadline for the Star Wars Live TV show. I think we all know what we would rather him do.
Right.
But anyway, this is an official convention in cooperation with Lucasfilm. They will be unveiling. Now, this is reading here. Unveiling the fantastic future of the saga with the groundbreaking animated series Star Wars The Clone Wars, the eagerly anticipated live-action series, and, of course, Star Wars The Force Unleashed, the state-of-the-art video game from LucasArts. Celebrate 30 years of The Force in Germany. Because the movie premiered there in February of 1978. So they're just now getting the 30th anniversary. And experience an unforgettable action-packed Easter weekend with countless highlights. Steve Sansweet's going to be there. Now, you know it's official and a big deal when Steve Sansweet's there.
That's right.
Because that means there's going to be some Lucasfilm dog and pony show. Poor Steve's going to have to get swaddled in some costume. And
come on, Ewok.
and do it. Anyway, let's see who else is confirmed. I thought that on the original story it talked about Ray Park was going to be there.
I think Ray Park may be there.
Ray Park and Daniel Logan, I thought. Anyway, well, you got McCallum there. You got Sansweet there. There's probably, hopefully, there'll either be some big news announced out of that, or there'll be some big news that you're going to get to see something really cool, and then we'll all be mad.
you know, and then it'll show up online 10 minutes later.
Right. Oh, that's true. Oh, thank goodness for YouTube. Anyway, so that's that. So for those of you in the area, you can check it out. That's Star Wars, the fifth official German Star Wars fan club. JediCon 2008, March 21st through 23rd, 2008. That'd be fun to go to.
Yeah.
You can check out the official site at jedi-con.de. Moving right along, what are you going to do? What's going on with the Force Unleashed, man?
Well, we're set to find out here sometime shortly. They will be having a press conference.
Yeah, we know that there's going to be a press conference.
Let's get to the description. But what we're talking about is it looks like it has been delayed again. They're saying right now a summer 2008 release date. Don't know if that means beginning of summer, end of summer, what have you, but it does look like it's going to be delayed again. However, in the February 2008 issue of OXM, the official Xbox magazine, there is a...
I'm starting to think that the Weinsteins are behind Force Unleashed. That's why we haven't seen it yet.
I don't think so. I just think... You know, this is a massive undertaking, and they're going to
flip the lid. Oh, this better be like the greatest game ever.
It will be. It will be. So, anyway,
I was harsh on them about when they went from fall to spring,
right? And now it's just
now I'm doubly harsh.
Well, and now you're just kind of like meh. No. That's my expectation. Okay, just to kind of give a rundown of what's going on, Master Dewey sent over a Cliff Notes version of it. Again, 2008 summer release date. Game will have multiplayer. Doesn't seem to specify if it'll be split screen, system link, Xbox Live, all that kind of stuff. They're going for a teen rating, so you won't be able to chop
Eric
limbs and heads.
Not old enough.
They're trying to... they're trying to...
Is he like nine?
A little, no. Come on now. He's a gentleman's 15.
Oh, 16.
I'm sorry. See, I even got it wrong. Okay.
Just a little friendly jab to our president.
You will play the game from a third-person perspective, which means over the shoulder, similar to Battlefront. You'll have a different costume for each level. That's kind of the Padme feature of the game. And we got a couple of small spoilers here. So again, if you don't want to, I think most everybody knows at this point, but anyway.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see if I have a spoiler alert. Hold on. Do I have a spoiler alert? Do I have a spoiler alert? No, I don't have it. Sorry.
All right. Well, I guess that panicked look for the spoiler alert is enough of an alert for everyone.
I need Jimmy to resend that to me, by the way. Jimmy, spoiler alert.
The first level LucasArts showed to OXM was a TIE fighter factory where General Coda is hiding. I think we kind of heard something about that before. Mm. Felucia features Shakti, a Rancor, and camouflaged Felucians.
Okay.
And Raxus Prime is home to a reclusive Jedi with an army of teleporting force-animated droids.
Raxus Prime? Wasn't that the Klingon moon?
I thought that was the Autobot that took over for Optimus Prime.
I've heard Raxus Prime somewhere before.
Probably in EU, but you just didn't pay attention.
I didn't pay attention.
Okay, on Raxus Prime, you can hurl turbines as rockets and create huge nets of force lighting by hitting superconductors. I'll get that out. The force powers are more impressive than those in previous Star Wars games. You'll get a lot more force powers than just the standard force push, force pull, force grip, and force lightning. New powers include lightning bomb, huge explosion of force lightning, repulse, an omnidirectional force push, and more.
Everything what you don't see is I'm demonstrating all of these for Pete. He's trying to keep a straight face. Yeah, he's doing a very good job.
I actually had to stop looking at you. Anyway, everything you do earns you XP experience, which allows you to buy new powers like lightsaber throw. Redemption is a central theme. So that's what it looks like it is going on there. And we did have one of our faithful listeners on TalkShoe, the Lost Mario Brother, did send in a quick thing. And this is, again, another spoiler alert. It says, in regard to your story about the Force Unleashed featured in OXM, I thought you would be interested to know that the game is also featured in PlayStation Magazine and Nintendo Power. The articles relate what has been mentioned in your article with a few exceptions. According to Nintendo Power, you would control your lightsaber by moving the Wii remote up, down, left, right, and forward. That's pretty standard for any lightsaber, I guess. The Wii-exclusive dual mode will have 25 characters to choose from. I'm sorry.
Party at Pete's house if the day this comes out.
That's right. If there are only 25 characters to choose from, I'm going to have to go out on a limb and say that Kitster did not make the cut again. As a story,
no Kitster.
As for the story preview says that it will fill in gaps of the Star Wars story between episodes 3 and 4. It also promises there will be more revelations that longtime fans will enjoy. And in the Jedi Temple, you will have a confrontation with, again, spoiler, Darth Desolus.
I bet it's Desolus.
It could be. It's just a bunch of vowels. Yeah. That's actually my secret word for this week. I just made it up. Desolus.
No, I think it's so, it. That's it.
All right. Yeah. So Darth Desolus.
Yeah, Desolus.
So,
like desolate. You know, so, oh, what a desolate place this is.
Yeah. Speaking of bad Anthony Daniels impressions, you and I have long been on the thinking that no one but Anthony Daniels has done C-3PO's voice for any recordings.
He's very vigilant about
always taking that over. But I will say that he did not do the voice on the Shadows of the Empire audio recording, which I've been listening to over the last couple of days.
Oh.
There's quite a poor impression of C-3PO, really? Which makes yours sound exactly like Anthony Daniels. So,
hey, I just want to let the folks know that Pete and I are available anytime to do the audio versions of any of the Star Wars books. We've got a plethora of Star Wars characters in us. In fact,
I actually thought about that the other day. I thought, I'm about 700 impressions short of doing an actual novelization read. I was like, well, I'll start working on them. Anyway.
Want to hear my Tessic?
No, I don't.
Here we go. Thank you very much.
That's about as the same as my Poat Snicken. So, just to kind of wrap up the rumors, there is a report that the game has been pushed back all the way to August 26th. So, quite a late summer release. I hope that's
August
not the case.
26th. That date sounds familiar.
What does that coincide with?
My birthday.
Uh-huh.
My
Happy birthday to you!
Guess what I'm getting for my birthday, buddy?
Nothing. Anything but
not the
Force
Unleashed. Because I have nothing to play it on.
That's right. You'll just get it
my imagination
on your finger.
All right. Well,
moving
Rebel on. Scum is reporting, yes, that the Force Unleashed could be delayed until August 26th. When is this press release?
Press conference is coming up, I believe, this week.
We will have
end of this week. We will have some
if
audio.
If all goes well, we will have audio next week, right here on the Forcecast of the press conference. We got our own Jimmy Mack is schooling a TFN staffer who's going to be there. How to ambush this thing? How to get the mic on the podium?
Yeah. And if there's a better tutor in the world than Jimmy Mack, I don't know who it is.
Oh, Jimmy,
I learned a lot from Jimmy just in the few days out at C4.
Unbelievable. Don't stand. I tell you what, don't tug on Superman's cape and don't stand in the way of Jimmy Mack interviewing a Star Wars celeb.
Yes. If Billy Dee is there, get out of the way.
And of course, we all know what happened to
mad.
You know, Richard LaParmiente.
Yes.
So, Pete, I don't know anything about this basketball story. Why don't you handle this?
Okay, well, this is a cute story that I just kind of stumbled across. It's by John Ryan, who writes for the San Jose Mercury News, which is he has a sports blog on there. And he said, I don't do a lot of kid family sports stories here, but this one's pretty good. On Saturday, I took my 8-year-old son to his first basketball practice and game. He enjoyed it so much that later in the day he asked if we could walk the half mile over to the school and shoot hoops. Now, I wasn't looking for Bob Cousy-like mad skills. Bob Cousy, Celtic great, just to kind of fill you in, out of him, but he handled himself okay. It was only later, however, that I learned the true genius of his game. See, he also has become a rabid Star Wars fan in the past 3 months, so he says to me, quote, "You know when I would stick my hand out and the other team wouldn't make their shots? That was me using the Force." End quote. If this works, I just might have funded my retirement. And when I read that, I had to laugh out loud because I have to tell you that he is not alone in using his four skills on the basketball court, my friend.
No, do you do it too?
Quite unsuccessfully. Which, again, goes back to my whole theory that not everybody can be a Jedi. Because no matter how hard I concentrate and visualize that basket going in, the Force doesn't help me out. But it doesn't stop me from trying. But I thought that was very funny. And I think at some point in everyone's life, especially anyone who is a Star Wars fan, you've tried to use the Force, whether it be to do something grand or just so you don't have to get off the couch to get the remote. You know, I mean, that was the greatest visualization in the world. So.
Right. I mean, you got to think everybody has once in their life has been alone and like looked at, you know, the spoon laying on the table. Like,
right.
If I concentrate really, really hard.
Right.
Everybody's done it.
Right. And, you know, sitting on the couch, you know, I would even kind of hang off sideways, you know, right, with my head down and my arms out like Luke hanging from the ice. Like maybe that was the key.
Right.
That was it.
Yeah. You had to have all the blood rushing to your head.
Right.
Well, anyway, so, well, that's pretty cool.
Good luck to his son there. Hopefully that leads them to. But wouldn't that be another scandal, though? Forget steroids. If you're using the Force, what kind of cheating is that?
Well, I'll tell you what. It may not be cheating if the Jedi Church gets built in the UK.
That's true.
That's right, friends. We've talked about it. It's a... I don't know. This is one of those topics where I don't even know where to start.
No.
Let's just say. All right, here we go. So there's a story over at from the BBC about Barney and Daniel Jones, who are planning the Jedi Church in the UK. Sermons will include meditation techniques. I don't really have a problem with meditation techniques. Meditation is certainly a valid and accepted form of relaxation, holistic betterment. What do you think of that?
That was very
thank you.
Impressive.
Discussion impressive. Of the Force.
Of course, we've had those discussions.
Lightsaber training.
Mm.
All right. So here's what some of the article is saying, that they plan to the official opening of a Surrey-based branch or chapter of the UK Church of the Jedi in April, and hope to give hire an Anglesey venue for their own services. Whatever that is, I don't really know what that is. Anglesey.
Anglesey? No, I don't know what that is.
Might be a British thing. Anyway.
Maybe it's the town.
Already 6 followers regularly meet in North Wales to discuss setting up the church. According to Barney, he says, "My brother and I would hold sermons, do talks, and get guest speakers." Maybe you and I.
Don't call Richard the Bartimente.
Richard, we were wondering if you could come in and talk a little bit about, the Force at our church, you know, Church of the Jedi.
You're mad.
Yeah, that's what I thought you would say. Anyway, so they're going to hold sermons and have guest speakers. Like I said, maybe Pete and I could be on the bill.
Sure.
Right?
Hey, if it's a trip to London, I'm all for it.
Watching the films as children gave the brothers a good understanding of the faith, he says. We would read out essays members of the congregation had submitted on their feelings about the Jedi and the Force, do meditation, relaxation, visualization techniques, and a bit of lightsaber training. Just a dash, just a sprinkle. We had a knowledge of the Force from the teachings of Yoda. We read the teachings on the internet.
Whose teachings?
Right, our father is a karate black belt.
Did Yoda posthumously release some essays that we don't know about?
Well, Our father is a, they're saying our father is a karate black belt. We used to train with him, which is where we got the martial arts. Barney, who watched the Star Wars films multiple dozens of times, does not wear film-themed clothing in public, but he and his brother would do so at Jedi church meetings. All right. You know what? Judge for yourself, or do not judge. Just, you know, be. Listen to that. Say, ah, interesting.
Yeah. Well, I... And
does it cross a line, though? I mean, does it cross a line? We were talking last week about the folks on American Idol. Is this the same thing? Is this exploiting your Star Wars fandom, or is this just not having any real social awareness? I'm just going to throw it out there.
There's probably an element of both, I would say. I think that, you know, I don't think their intention is to get recognition or to get the church in the paper or on TV or anything else like that. Just because of the affiliation with Star Wars. But I think, you know, it...
By the way, if you want to weigh in on this on the talk show right now, give us a call at 724-444-7444. And that's TalkCast ID 46670.
Right. Well, and the, you know, we talked about the line, and I loved your social awareness take, because I think that's hugely a big part of it. And for most people who are, you know, big fans of the movies, really enjoy the universe, this crosses over what their expectations are of someone who is representing them as a fan member.
You know, the thing that I mean, look, there is documented evidence to suggest that Francis Ford Coppola at one time presented the idea to Lucas, hey, you really want to make money? Turn this thing into a religion. You've got a phenomenon on your hands. And George, you know, no, I'm not interested in becoming a guru or anything like that. And didn't do that. And, you know, in a sense, I think, well, we kind of need to acknowledge that, don't we? I mean, and say, well, you know, the maker, the creator, of this whole thing thinks that this is perhaps not the best thing to do. And I'm not saying that these people are bad people or stupid. No. I'm sure they're very bright, wonderful, loving people. But they get their names in the paper.
Yeah.
They get put on TV. And all of a sudden, because I'm a Star Wars fan, people assume that I go to the Church of the Jedi.
Yeah. Or
and
that I get
understand
dressed
this
up.
This is bigger than one person.
Right.
This is bigger than 10 people. This is bigger than just, you know, your own little church congregation.
Yeah.
And of course, the media just laps it up.
Yeah, that's the thing is no, whatever you do is going to be magnified tenfold by the media because it's great headline fodder. And, you know, that's just.
Yeah,
like you said, I mean, it's there's got to be something that, for instance, a friend of ours, and not really a friend of mine, but a friend of my fiance and I, you know, one of the couples.
I know her. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not you, but he walked into the room the other day that we were at, and he said hi to everyone, and then he said, hey, I thought of you today because I was watching Empire Strikes Back. And, you know, I realized at that point that that's the association, just because of my affiliation with Star Wars, that's the association that's ever going to be, is that every time anybody sees anything Star Wars, it's going to come back to me, and that's all good and all bad.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, people who don't know me, outside of this setting or, you know, outside of anything else, that you know, the bad association is what comes to mind. You know, they just figure that I'm
a loser.
Know, a loser. I'm, you know, even though this is the Palatial Forcecast Studio, where we are in somebody's basement. But, you know, I mean,
the basement of the studio.
Right. They don't see, you know, the bigger picture. They just see the filtered part that gets through the media and all that kind of stuff. And I guess we could go on and on and on and on about it.
Oh, but, woe is us, right?
Yeah, but, you know, and I don't feel that way. I don't feel ashamed
or upset
at these people for that. I mean, it's just it would be nice if we didn't have to deal with that portion of fandom.
I'm not saying
we didn't have to deal with them. I'm just saying.
Right, I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. And I think what I wish is that just as there are degrees of, well, the sports analogy we drew last week, there are degrees of, you know, the ferocity of sports fans. There are degrees of the ferocity. That's the thing that I don't get. If you say, oh, I like Star Wars, the assumption is that you are a fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first place it goes. You're an extreme.
Yeah.
Like, there aren't any, like, just moderate fans. And, I mean, I count my wife as one of those. My wife is a moderate Star Wars fan. She would never go to a convention unless she was there with me. She would not, I mean, never consider going on her own. But if she's flipping around the dial and she sees one of the movies, she would very well stop on it. She would probably own them and watch them from time to time, or, you know, introduce her children to them or something. I mean, there are degrees, and, you know, I mean, I'm a pretty big live and let live kind of guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell these people, no, you can't do that. I guess what I wish more than anything was that there was a maturity on the level or on the side of the people who, the media mainly.
Yeah.
And just the people in general, non-Star Wars fans, a maturity on non-Star Wars fans' part to be able to separate, you know, there's extreme fans, there's middle-of-the-road fans, there's casual fans, you know, I mean, there's, it's just like the films itself, it's a big galaxy and there's a lot of different types of fans, but they just tend to want to generalize and assume that if one of them has their own church, that we all go there and worship and
right.
bow to the altar of George Lucas.
Or we at least wish we could.
Right, right. You know? Well, it was funny. There was a discussion about Star Wars in my office today, and someone said something kind of unflattering. She said, well, my girlfriend fell asleep in the movie. It was one of the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at me and they go, oh, I'm sorry. Like they've, you know, committed some sort of sin.
Like you've got a little book me. That you write in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I send this to George every week.
That's
you know,
right.
The naughty list.
This is going in my report.
Anyway, I mean, it's comical, and I can understand that frustration. I mean, you walk into a social situation and you're like, oh, you're the Star Wars guy. And that sort of becomes your identity.
But, yeah.
Oh, well. Hey, you know what? There are worse fates.
Yeah.
You rebel scum.
Up an eyes off, R2. But you get a time.
Red 5.
We should only take it out of
the. You rebel scum.
Well, Rebel Scum Japan has officially launched in an effort to spread the scumness, spread all things scum. This is according to the funny thing is we picked this story up here. We're the official podcast of TheForce.net and RebelScum.com. We picked this story up from the Star Wars blog. It's not like, you know, anybody thought to send us the press release about this or the announcement about Rebel Scum Japan. So we just took it upon ourselves to find this. Anyway, RebelScum.com has just launched an all-new site dedicated to Japanese Star Wars collecting, posting an informative tutorial on the history of the hobby in the Land of the Rising Sun. And let's see... From the site here, in 1978, Turmoil from a Galaxy Far, Far Away finally reached big screens in Japan. Tickets were selling by the thousands, and in every big city, everyone was talking about the new Star Wars movie. The stage had been set for a new promotional era in Japan. The first company to realize this potential was Coca-Cola. They had devised an ingenious marketing plan that not only boosted sales, but also began a race for toy products throughout Japan, advertising new bottle caps, which would contain a small vinyl picture of characters and scenes from the movie. There would be 50 designs in total. There would be three color variations, which included a gold background, a silver background, and a pink strip design. It seemed the collecting and trading among the anxious consumers was endless. There's a whole article about the beginnings of collecting in Japan. And the site, you know, what they're hoping will do obviously cover, you know, being a Star Wars collector in Japan, and also exclusive items, you know, exclusive to Japan. And they're what's really cool is they're actually going to not just translate a lot of portions of the Rebel Scum site to Japanese, but they're also going to do the reverse, and a lot of the Japanese content they're going to put into English, so that we'll be able to kind of keep up on that. So if you're a Star Wars fan that is curious about how the other half of the world celebrates their fandom, you can check it out. So that's pretty cool. Of course, there's there's already the European offshoot of Rebel Scum, and now we've got the Japanese. Am I missing one? Do we have like a South American or a Spanish Rebel Scum? I don't think we do.
I don't think so.
Send me the press release on that, guys, if we do.
This came out in 1999. Sorry.
Right.
Anyway.
So you can check that out, rebelscum.com. And they've got a photo of a – I don't think this was an official Chewie figure.
I don't think it was. It doesn't look official to me.
But anyway, it's funky. This Chewie figure from Japan.
Chewie is funky.
Anyway, I have to go to the site to check it out. But there you go. Rebel Scum has invaded the land of the rising sun. That was fast.
That was shorter than I expected it to be.
I was expecting a little more, quite frankly.
Yes.
Pete, I think you put this story up here about Russell Walks.
Yeah, this is just a quick, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Russell and say congratulations. He has been hired to do Indiana Jones promotional artwork coming up. He'll be illustrating for Dr. Pepper, Kellogg's, and many others. And if you remember, Russell was one of the artists that participated in the in Star Wars Celebration 4, and he was in for our artist rundown prior to Celebration 4, and really does great artwork, and really a great guy, too. So it couldn't happen to a nicer person, and we're just happy for him getting the chance to do some indie work as well as his Star Wars work. So
awesome.
It's always nice when some of our own kind of get the crossover thing going on.
Yeah,
so.
Right. All right, well, good job, Russell. Well, I guess this only leaves really one thing to do. If I can just find it. There it is.
It's unthinkable.
You know, we had so many unthinkable, outrageous stories of the week last week that we actually had to cut a couple of them. I wonder, what was the one last week? Remember the one last week?
Oh, it was the American Idol thing.
Oh, that's right.
Unfortunately, that dominated everything. So.
That's right. Such a big part of the show. Yeah. Anyway, so here's a great story. Pete found this one. An 11-year-old boy demonstrated the Force. This is from the UK, of course. An 11-year-old boy demonstrated the Force when he defended his mum by hitting an attacker with a toy lightsaber. The man, in his 30s, fled after being confronted by the youngster outside a bakery in Swardeston near Norwich. Police said the boy hit the man with his toy after he had punched and verbally abused his mother as she approached her 4x4 car. Officers are appealing for witnesses to the attack, which happened about 11 a.m. on December 22nd. Apparently, the incident caused quite a commotion and is unlikely it would have gone unnoticed. Well, you know what? I'm happy to tell you that our microphones were there when this event occurred, and well, judge for yourself.
Oi! Get away from me, Mom! Ah!
Oh! 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 Oh!
That was
stunning.
It.
I mean,
unfortunately, we don't have any video. We can't find out
who. I wish we would have had the video.
I got to hear the kid again.
Oi! Get away from me, Mom!
I want to know who that was. Was that Jimmy's son?
No, I actually think that is a clip from The Mummy Returns.
Away from me, Mom! I love it. Anyway, also, equally, just unthinkable and...
It's outrageous.
Obi-Wan Kenobi the Prisoner? Is this also from the UK?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
This is also from the UK.
Also from the UK.
What's going on with you folks in the UK? It's always nice when a fellow Star Wars fan can help make a good impression for the rest of us. Shuh, right. This guy is not one of those fans. Apparently a prisoner in the Wakefield, West York's high security jail for doing life for attempted murder is a huge Star Wars fan. Of course he is. You might recognize him from American Idol. So much that he officially changed his name in prison to Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'm sure Ewan McGregor is as proud of this as he... This is Mike. Mike, who writes beautifully for TFN. I love it. Mike makes us sound funny. I'm sure Ewan McGregor is as proud of this as he is on his work on the prequel trilogy. So you can check out the story at themirror.co.uk. This is an older story, but we wanted to get that in there.
Now we're going to start hearing rumors about how Star Wars causes, you know, people to be violent and, you know, we're going to, you know, we're going to go back to the whole 90s death metal thing.
It's unthinkable.
Well, there you are, your unthinkable, outrageous stories of the week.
It's unthinkable.
We had another one in here, didn't we? The Simpsons?
Yeah, we'll save that.
We're going to save that?
No. Well, all right. You've already mentioned it, so we might as well do it. There's no suspense now.
They'll never know. They won't figure it out. Do you have the whole thing? Because I can't read it.
I don't have the actual...
Did you get the movie yet?
I did not get the movie yet, if you can believe that.
What kind of a fan are you?
A fan who already paid $8 to see it in the theater, for crying out loud.
Anyway, I guess the DVD of the Simpsons movie comes with a reproduction of an issue of the Springfield Shopper. Now, Pete, you're a collector of the Simpsons DVDs. Is this an ongoing gag that they have in these?
Not exactly the Springfield Shopper Critics Corner, which Homer is writing at this point where he reviews movies. But they do usually have some sort of reproduction of the Springfield Shopper in each episode. You know, just kind of as a recap of the episodes and that type of thing. So
Homer is reviewing Star Wars. And it's really hard to read. The picture is very small.
Well, the only part that talks about Star Wars is the quote that's put in there. So,
oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, I thought the whole thing was a review of Star Wars.
No, he talks about a whole bunch of movies while he's in there. It's kind of stream of consciousness, which is Homer anyway.
Right, okay. So. Well, he says about Star Wars, he says, "The movie started and I was swept off Earth to Tatooine, a distant planet that looks like New Mexico. For those of you who aren't familiar with Star Wars, it's a parody of Spaceballs."
And I will say your attempt at a Homer impression was horrible.
Did you notice that I started it and then I stopped?
Yes.
Because I was like, I don't know where this is going. Anyway, but there's a really funny moment, I guess, in the audio commentary of the film where they're talking about, at one point, Carl... is doing the Lando Calrissian acting at the end of Return of the Jedi during the Ewok celebration where, you know, he's like reenacting, you know, the ships coming right down and the explosions. Yeah. Kind of like what 3PO does in the Ewok village.
Right.
Which I would do. But anyway, so here's some description. I don't know who this is. This is one of the Simpsons.
Rich Moore. He was the director.
Okay, here we go.
Carl back there, if you notice, is doing the Lando Calrissian acting at the end of Return of the Jedi, right, you know, at the Ewok celebration.
And this is an...
So you see, my friends, there are those fans who do represent well.
That's right.
Of fandom. Anyway... Well, I guess that was kind of a last-minute story that we threw in there, but Pete wouldn't let me ignore it.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah, a little anticlimactic, but looks like we got some listener mail and maybe some phone calls here in just a moment.
You must contact me.
Play back the entire message.
What message?
Message, Arthur, the message.
The Emperor commands you to make contact with him. It's a trick. Send no reply.
You know, I just realized we didn't really have any collecting news, did we?
Nope.
That's not me. Anything going on? How's that collecting microcast coming there, Dan?
Yes, collecting microcast. Take the pressure off. Anyway,
getting lots of scoops. Recording your voice talking about Star Wars.
Hello, no, with somebody else.
Anyway, just rubbing it into Colonel a little
that's
bit.
That's right, just a little fun.
Right. Okay, so Pete, you picked some of these emails. What's a good one here?
The first
Ooh,
one
being
that we
a
have.
Geek.
Yeah, is from one of our faithful listeners from very early on, Siobhan. And Siobhan just wanted to weigh in on the American Idol thing. And there was a lot of people who did, but I just grabbed this one. She said, long time since I sent an email, still listening to the show, though I love it, of course. I just wanted to weigh in on the geek image issue you guys brought up on the 118 show. I don't want American Idol. I know I'm like the only person in America who does. I'm sorry, I don't watch American Idol. I know I'm like the only person who doesn't. And just listening to the Star Wars fan auditions, I don't think I'll be watching it soon. I was humiliated just listening to their auditions to think that I was in the same league as them. Then it occurred to me that I'm not. I would never, ever exploit my love of Star Wars to get ahead or just to get a few minutes on TV. And I think that's the difference. Those of us who love and respect Star Wars would never use it for gain. While we may look to it for guidance, and let's be honest, who among us hasn't or tried to use the Force? I don't think. And wear
a spoon.
And wear it as a badge of honor to be a Star Wars fan. I'd like to think that most of us aren't like Christina and what's his name. I didn't bother to remember the mental image of a man in a metal bikini is enough. And while there are, of course, more pressing issues in the world and stereotypes that carry more gravitas, the fact remains that the geek is as stereotype as well. People like those two do nothing to dispel it. In fact, they perpetuate that. All of us are very self-deluded, out of touch with reality, when really it's just a slim number of us that are. Even the Amazing Race couple didn't do much to help us out. I agree with that. And God knows, TWC recutting fanboys.
Weinsteins.
Yes, I didn't, didn't want to use the name. recutting fanboys probably won't help our case much either. Ah, the heavy mantle we normal fans carry. I guess it's up to us to do our best to dispel that stereotype on our own. May the Force be with us. We're going to need it. All the best, Siobhan. And I think that speaks for a lot. She just did a very good job of putting in writing what we've been talking about, and I think what a lot of people feel about what's going on and those couple things. And then, of course, these things will blow over just like everything else does. But those images will resonate with people. So it's difficult to continue to see it, I guess.
Right.
So,
hey, didn't we have a story on the we were going to talk about a Star Wars connection in Cleveland?
We did.
Did you delete it?
I did.
Okay. It just wasn't all that exciting.
No, it wasn't. It was, hey, here's a quick rundown. There's a company in Cleveland that is redoing the stained glass for Lucas Ranch. Ba-dum-bum.
Was that the Reading Rainbow noise?
Yes, that was the Reading Rainbow noise. If you want to read more about it, check out your local library.
Check out my book. It was the greatest.
I like the way they jumped and ran.
Anyway, all right. Let's see. Star Wars Gmail. Star Wars in schools.
This is actually a kind of an ongoing email that I had with Nick. Oh. And he actually chimes in on the Jedi Church.
Wow, that was fast.
That was good. So,
what does he say here? Let's see. He says,
skip to the second paragraph.
I'm writing this email in reaction to the article from the BBC about a Jedi church. My first thought is this is just a bad idea. I understand that people want a sense of unity, but is it really necessary to make a Jedi church? What I worry about is the image that this may give to the general public. If things go bad, they'll start seeing Star Wars as some kind of cult. The last thing we need is the land of censorship to descend upon Star Wars. I absolutely agree.
Yeah.
You know the mess that Harry Potter's in right now. Also, the light... George, we don't need to know any backstory on any characters.
That's right. Poach Snitkin is as fine as he is. Don't need any additional information that he might be in.
And Obi-Wan was alone on Tatooine, right. Okay? Alone. All right. Also, the lightsaber training worries me a bit as well. I'm a black belt in kendo, Japanese style of fencing, and I can tell you that I'm not qualified to teach people how to use a sword. My dad is even a black belt, one from Japan, one from Korea in karate and taekwondo. He taught me things over the years, and I was almost a black belt before I quit taekwondo. What I can say is that none of the hand-to-hand martial arts is even close to what happens in sword martial art. and learning from someone who is a black belt and then trying to teach others sword fighting is a bad idea. Really, this could be a major lawsuit and various injuries waiting to happen. Look at the age of the two who are starting at 21, 26. I'm 27, and I feel I'm not mature enough to be a leader. I think that this Church of the Jedi is absurd. Will they collect money, donations, charge people for lightsabers? I think this is just a bit overboard. I think I wish the two luck in their real lives, but I am worried about their trying to create a Star Wars church. Sorry, I just had to rant and show my feelings on this matter. That was Nick. P.S. I just listened to this week's Forcecast. I have to say I actually loved the George Lucas and Bill Cosby routine for some reason, he says. I don't know why. Terrible. It wasn't good, but anyway, well, I think actually Nate probably put it better than what we did.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, it's just a general
get down to the practicality
about,
of it,
yeah,
it
of just, what yeah of what it means and what it could mean.
And, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, for crying out loud, we do a Star Wars podcast every week,
right? I mean,
and to the average person
stones?
On the street, right? And I'm not casting stones, but what I'm saying is, if this gives me kind of a, when I hear this story, I kind of get a little sick feeling in my gut. And I'm a fan, man. I mean, God bless you. Dress up every day. I don't care if you wear that stuff to work. I wouldn't advise it.
No.
But when you start blurring the lines between fantasy and reality, and yes, of course, we can get into all the semantics. We can talk about, oh, well, how do you know Christianity is not, you know, a fantasy? How do you know that you know, Judaism or whatever is not a fantasy? Well, I guess we don't know. But it's not based on a movie.
Very true.
I mean, it's not like The Greatest Story Ever Told came out and someone said, might be something to this. Start a church. I don't know. It just gives me a bad feeling.
Yeah, you know, there are churches that have started out of sci-fi franchises, and you just don't want to be lumped in with that lot at this moment.
No, I keep thinking of the L. Ron Hubbard crowd.
Yeah, the Scientology stuff.
It's not looking so good. I mean, even when you're Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Tom Cruise, talk about one time having the world on a string. Great-looking guy, great actor, had it all. Beautiful wife. Well, he still got a beautiful wife, different wife, but, you know. But still, he's a laughing stock.
Yeah.
And that's almost a real religion. Anyway. Let's see. What about this 2007? Is that what we want? Do we want to do this one? Do we want to do this one?
Do we got a clip? yes, this is actually this from is good... Glenn.
Oh, Glenn. Our Glenn?
I don't know if we can call him our Glenn, but...
Well, this is different Glenn. Not Glenn from... Oh, no, this is Spaghetti Cake, Glenn, not Glenn Force...
No, from Spaghetti Cake.
Yeah, right. Force Among Us Glenn.
Right, no, different, from different Spaghetti Glenn. Cake. So, right. And I actually skipped one. I apologize. I'm having, unfortunately, for those of you who are using the TalkShoe web client, tends to really mess things up for on my system. So I hope it's working better for you. Getting the kinks out, I hope.
All right. Well, we should do this one.
Okay.
Glenn Nelson. You want to do this one?
Sure. Just want to say happy 2008. Glenn here from Connecticut and the family rock band Spaghetti Cake, Farm Boy, if you remember. Still a regular listener and loved the last podcast episode. I thought Jimmy Mac was hilarious, and this was going back to the year in review.
Oh, okay.
Anywho, I had to chime in about your best of 2000 recap show because I felt that one superior publication from 2007 was sorely overlooked by all of you Jedi Masters. For those of us 30-something parents who now have little Star Wars fans of our own at home, 2007 was also a great year to be a Star Wars dad. Most notably, of course, was the amazing, mind-blowing, one-of-a-kind Star Wars A Pop-Up Guide to the Galaxy book by Matthew Reinhardt, published by Orchid Books. This was hands down my favorite 30th anniversary tie-in of the year, although you guys have pretty much sold me now on getting the Star Wars Vault, definitely. The point is, I got to view that book through the eyes of my 4-year-old Padawan son, Fox.
Oh, that's a cool name.
We have read it and reread it so many times and have gotten so much joy and wonder out of it. This was such a unique item in 2007, and Star Wars dads like me should really know about it, not to be overlooked. Please tell your listeners to go check it out. Thanks again for everything. May the Force be with you. And Ed Dullesta rocks. Indy 4, baby. So, and that's something that we've kind of glossed over, and I kind of feel bad about that we haven't talked very much about.
Ed Dulles to Rocks?
Well, no, we've covered that on many occasions, my friend. The Star Wars pop-up book, which came out this past year. It's a great book.
Have you flipped through it?
I have. When I picked it up, I was concerned because it's much more delicate than I remember pop-up books being.
Mm.
And I look at my pop-up books that I had as a child, and the damage that I have done to them in popping them up quite often, they are. I thought this one was going to be. This would be something that would be very difficult to keep in good shape. So, I was concerned about it as from a child's point of view. But apparently, from what Glenn says, it's a great thing. And I guess if you teach them delicacy early on, you should be in good shape.
I have a funny story. It's not that funny, but. About the Return of the Jedi pop-up book?
Yes.
I was just a lad, and I was going to one of my first, birthday parties. It was I remember it was at a McDonald's, because I remember having the big tub of orange drink.
Yes.
You know? But anyway, I had to get a gift for my little friend at the time. I think his name was Sam, actually. I do remember that. So I had to get a gift for my little friend, and we went out to the mall, and I saw something that I wanted. And I don't know, I was, 5 or 6 years old at the time. I just didn't understand really the concept that I was buying this and having to give it over to a friend.
Right.
I still didn't get it. So I remember giving it to him at the, at the McDonald's. He unwrapped it and he was like, oh, yeah, this is great. And he kind of just threw it on the table. And I didn't play with anybody. I didn't talk to anybody. Talk about social awareness.
Right.
I burned every page of that into my brain. And I remembered leaving thinking, I should just take this. He doesn't even like it. But I got one for Christmas that year.
Oh, that's good.
But I mean, I remember the panels. I remember the Han coming out in carbonite, unfreezing of Han. I remember 3PO's chair going up, when Luke levitated him. Jabba's palace that kind of, popped up. I love that pop-up book.
I loved the Star Wars pop-up books. I've got to tell you, they were great.
Do you have the other two?
I had, actually, yes. And funny story on how I got the other two. Well, the first one I had when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Totally torn up. Twin sons, barely move anymore. all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I will say that the second one, and this is one of those times where somebody thought of me because they had Star Wars stuff, and it actually worked to my advantage. A couple of years ago, actually somebody that was working for me at the time was cleaning out their house because they were moving, and they said, I found this, and I wanted to see if you want it. And it was the Empire pop-up book.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was happy to fall into it. I mean, it was in...
Is it pretty good shape or really bad shape?
No, it was in very rough shape, just like mine were, but it was more
for the sentimental. You still have them?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I'd like to see them.
All right.
The Star Wars and the Empire.
All right. I have to find them and track them down, because they're all packed away now.
You're right. I understand that. But, if you find them, I'd love to see them, because I never have seen either one of the other two. I just saw the one for
Trinity. They're tremendous.
Right. Tremendous. Let's see. Looks like... Wow. Watch the language there, folks, in the chat. I thought we'd have to say that.
Uh-oh.
It's the Force Cast.
That's right. This
is a
show
you're listening to. Anyway, we're going to take a couple of calls here. You're on with the Force Cast. Hello, hello.
Well?
Yeah, you're on with the Force Cast. Hello, who's this?
Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, what's going on today?
I got five things to say. One,
you have five things to say. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Five? All right. You can only do two.
Short things.
Okay.
Short things.
All right.
Like comments.
Okay.
You could be, hey, the bomb. Right?
Okay.
Well, okay.
All right. Number one.
Number one, you could be, hey, the bomb.
I could, Andrew. I'm. You're breaking up a little bit, buddy. I'm
having problems.
Having a problem hearing you. What was number one?
You could be Hey the Bum.
Oh, I think he's got a name for me. Jay.
No.
What? Yeah, I think. Go ahead.
You guys said there's worse things than being a Star Wars fan.
Oh, yes. There are worse things.
Yes, you could be a bum.
A bum?
Well, there's a much worse stereotype with being a bum. I will agree with that 100%.
You don't hear that very much. No. You hear like homeless person. You know,
we've got to be a little more politically correct.
Bum. Andrew could be a bum. All right. That's true. All right. What else you got for us?
The difference between Star Wars and sports, you can't lose money on betting.
Untrue, my friend.
In fact, let me tell you, Pete,
at some point I made a bet with Jason that at some point Darth Vader crossed his arms.
We had this discussion at
the end of Revenge of the Sith, and I somehow, some way remembered him doing it in the original trilogy.
Why on earth, when they're at the end of Revenge of the Sith, why on earth does he do that weird arm cross thing when he could just put his hands down around his belt buckle like he has done? And you've seen lots of publicity photos of him. They even made an action figure that almost kind of did that. And Pete goes, "Whoa!" he crossed his arms. He did it before in the original series, the original trilogy. I go, "No, he didn't." So we had this little ongoing thing, and it wasn't until, of course, our infamous Star Wars and HD marathon that you finally conceded, which was neither a marathon and neither an HD.
Neither an HD at all, no.
So yes, Pete did lose money on Star Wars.
I can lose money.
All right.
But you have to be creative to do it, I'll say that.
All right. Well, what else you got, Andrew?
Whichever of you doesn't own a Wii, don't get one. Be racist against Nintendo.
I didn't catch that. Did you catch it?
No.
Can you say it again?
If we don't have a Wii, don't get one. Is that what you said?
Be racist against Nintendo.
Be what?
We're not going to be racist against Nintendo. We may protest against them, but we don't want to be racist against anyone.
All right. You're on a roll, Andrew.
That's not the thing that we want to do, but...
What else? You said five things. I think we've got three of them down.
Okay. You should do the 70s show Billy Dee appearance as a quote.
Hey.
He was on that 70s show.
He was on that 70s show.
Yeah.
Andrew, I think you may have something there, Andrew. In fact, I'm gonna fire off an email to Jimmy. Actually, I don't need to fire off an email to Jimmy Mac because I'm sure that he'll be listening to the show. If he's not now, he will be later. Jimmy Mac, we need that 70s show clip of Billy Dee Williams. Make it happen. Toot sweet.
It's not like we're running out of things anyway. But.
All right, Andrew, you've redeemed yourself on number four. You want to go with number five, or do you want to just leave it,
go out
leave
on
us,
top.
Leave us wanting more.
I'll go with number five.
All right, number five. What is it?
Up with the Forest Cast, down with American Idol.
Up with the Forest Cast, down with American Idol, he says. I totally agree with that. Of course, we are up against the Forest
Hello,
Cast.
Guys.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hello.
What's that? We were up against...
Talking to myself here.
I don't know what just happened there. Yeah, we're up against American Idol now.
But yeah.
That's what TiVo is for.
That's right.
Let's see. I think we got another caller here. You're on with the Forest Cast. Hello. Wow, what's going on? What is this? All right. Enough of that. I can't handle that.
Wow.
What kind of music are they listening to?
Wind tunnel-esque.
Maybe it's payback for our pre-show music.
That could be.
That we had. Don't make us play it again.
That's right. We can wrap up the rest of the show with that.
I think we can, actually, because you know what? I got to go watch American Idol.
You haven't been sullied.
My. What a show. Like I said, it was news to us too, folks. I want to thank our usual cast of characters in the talk show chat. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. You got to clean up some of that bad air you got going on there.
But I also want to give a quick shout out to Ryan. Phelan Fan brought him in this week for the first time. So, oh. Ryan, we were happy to have you aboard.
Ryan, welcome home, my friend. And hopefully you'll join us again next week on the ForceCast. Like we said, we'll hopefully have some audio from the Force Unleashed press conference if everything goes to plan. And if you have a story idea, or if you want to have a Star Wars tale, or just want to get a hold of us and talk about something we might have said on the show, or something we haven't said on the show that you'd like us to say, you can send us an email, podcast@theforce.net. Name and town, please. That would be good.
And if you're sending us your birthday, tell us your birthday.
Right. Yeah, don't forget birthdays. We do them every week. So if you got a birthday coming up sometime between now and next week's show, send us an email. We'd like to know that. Please put birthday in the subject line. So I've got a crazy little filter that filters out anything that says birthday. So, well, it doesn't filter it out. It puts it into a different...
puts it in its proper place.
You don't need to know all that. Anyway, Pete, if they want to leave a voicemail, what do they do?
Well, they can dial us up at 330-871-4TFN. I was so proud of myself.
You were all over that email address earlier.
330-871-4TFN. And see, that's the problem with the cell phone age, is that I can't remember phone numbers other than my own and my parents'.
Hey, I want to also thank Eric, who has volunteered graciously. Of course, he should. He is the official, unofficial ForceCast fan club president, but he's doing some show logs for us, which are going to help us put together maybe some best of shows in the future that we're looking at doing. Also, this is just brewing now. I don't think we'll have it ready for next week, but soon, Star Wars Jeopardy is coming to the ForceCast. We're going to be looking for contestants to play here live on the ForceCast, Star Wars Jeopardy. So you think you know Star Wars? Well, do you know Jay Shepard's Star Wars? That's right. Jay is going to be putting the questions together. So look for that in an upcoming episode of the ForceCast. That's it for us this week. We love you guys. Thanks so much. For the ForceCast, I'm Jason.
And I'm Pete.
And remember,
the Force will be with you always.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of TheForce.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.